The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees, with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week, by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
At us, or just follow us,
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Greg's in the house. Tony and LD are with us. It's a Friday. We got our good buddy Greg Morton in the studio later on.
Greg's, love Greg.
We'll play. We got to teach him how to play. Who's older, right?
No, I think he finally figured that out.
Yeah, what was it? Who's taller was the original?
Who's older was the first.
Does he not play Who's Taller?
We have not explained that to him.
No.
Wasn't he here last year we explained it to him?
No.
Okay.
I don't believe so.
No.
He's only been introduced to Who's Older, and he had questions about that.
Petey Mack a little later on. Mm-hmm. Chiefs lost last night. You went to
Chiefs!
Bed early.
Yeah. Everybody's just sick about that.
In this room. And then you got Petey Mack walking in there shortly with his Broncos.
Boner. Oh, he doesn't have any Chiefs hatred.
Yeah, he has a lot. He's got a lot. He should get that checked, actually. He's like me and my Raven hate.
Yeah,
he just really...
It fuels him.
It fuels him, right.
It propels him out of bed every morning. Does.
And announcing team hatred. Yeah. He has a lot of that. He hates everybody who's ever broadcast a football game.
Nah.
Well, they're all against his team.
Yes.
No, he's not that way.
Oh, he hates most of them.
No, I'm talking about against the team. Nobody.
Yeah. He doesn't think they're
professional biased. Announcers are not against teams.
Or anything. They just suck.
Although I did hear a great line when it comes to Teddy Bruschi, who's a big Patriot backer, no matter what happens.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Levitard calls him Baghdad Bruschi. What a great frickin' line.
It's awesome.
Because that's all he does.
Really?
He just toes the company line.
He toes the company line, man. More than anybody. Now, a lot of those guys that played for other teams, most of the times will pick their team if they say, who do you pick this weekend?
Yeah.
Especially if they're good teams.
Yeah.
Although I've seen guys pick against their own past team. He never.
I'll give your boy credit. Ryan Clark.
I've seen him
smack down the Steelers and pick against them.
Yeah, and he's right. He should.
But Bruschi's defense.
And he calls him Baghdad Bruschi. Come on.
The Patriots have been pretty good for a while.
Yeah, but apparently recently they pick against them.
Apparently,
did something really bad and he tried to spin it, and that's where this came
from. When they've had controversy around the Patriots.
Everything's good.
Let's bring on Teddy Bruschi. Yeah. They didn't do it. Everything's fine. surprise.
Yeah, that's not just us.
Surprise. Right. Yeah. Teddy Bruschi's back in the Patriots.
But I just love that term, Baghdad Bruschi.
That's a great term.
What's new, Craig?
Some people might not get that right.
I know. Baghdad Bob is a guy that actually, when we were kicking her ass in the Gulf War, he'd come on and be the spokesperson for
Saddam
Hussein. Saddam Hussein. Yeah. And he would say, no, we're kicking ass, we're killing you guys.
Yeah.
We're
winning.
There's
4 million dead Americans.
Yeah, that was his Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Yeah. It was exactly that. Yeah. And that's true. I never thought it would come around to us.
Yeah, he was the one out front just going, nope, everything's fine. Go on about your business.
If you're too young to remember that dude, Google him, because we were just kicking their ass, and he would just say the exact opposite.
Yeah.
He is Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Baghdad Sarah. Holy crap. All right. I don't want to talk about that. It gets people home all angry.
Well, it draws a parallel.
It does.
It draws a parallel.
It does.
Oh, Teddy Bruschi went to the University of Arizona, too.
Oh.
So even more reason to hate him.
I know you hate him, Todd.
For Todd.
Ooh, I know you hate
Todd's got an irrational hate for Arizona.
Is it really irrational?
No,
not at all.
In this area of the country.
Thank you.
He hates the Wildcats.
You hate him.
Yeah, there's probably not a lot of people have an opinion one way or the other in this part of the country.
Right.
But, we're talking about things that interest us.
That's true.
Things that matter
Todd
to us.
Todd hates the Wildcats.
That matters to me.
Petey Mack a little later on.
We are celebrating or commemorating or in National Drunk and Drugged Driving Prevention Month.
Quitters.
Just don't
do not drink and drive. Do not drug and drive.
Uber people.
Yeah.
Uber at the holidays.
Uber, yeah.
Yeah,
Lyft,
do that.
Whatever.
It's so easy.
There are more and more alternatives these days, so
download that.
Use them up. Wait till next month.
Yeah, the Uber thing is crazy when you try to describe that to somebody that doesn't even want to think about it.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking that you're a modern man in a modern world. Here's your phone. Download the app.
Download
put your credit
app,
card in.
And it's so easy.
And I had to tell that to a couple buddies back east. I said, dude, you guys never done this? You know, I said, even in my small town, I Ubered one time. I said, oh, they're right around the corner. Yeah. We can take an Uber.
Exactly.
But they don't think about it because and it's not just, I think since we live in a bigger city, I think we think about it more. I do think rural areas, now I'm not saying rural because there's probably no Uber drivers in the middle of nowhere, but smaller towns, there's somebody driving around with an Uber.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And people don't think about it.
He's a jitney driver.
They went, I want to have my car. I want to have my car somewhere. Well, yeah, but you're drunk as
no,
hell.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Yeah, are there Uber drivers in a town of 1,000 people?
I don't know.
He's jitney.
Doubtful.
He's a jitney.
Well, that's a jitney. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
He's a jitney.
That's a small black town of 1,000 people.
Yeah.
I don't think they exist, right? Just small black town.
Well, not in this part of the country.
Not in this part of the country. Not in this part of the country. That's true. Down south they do. You're right. Yeah, yeah. They'd be jitneys, right? Yeah. Uber or Lyft?
Or jitney.
That's Petey. He did that for years, just Ubered it, you know? He poured himself into Uber like for a year straight.
Or you can go old school and just designate a driver.
That is so stupid.
Yeah. I know. I know. I'm not saying I would do that. I'm just saying it's an option.
I couldn't believe people actually did that.
And I can't believe that there are people who don't drink a whole lot that are always the designated driver driving drunk-ass people around.
Oh, yeah, that would suck.
Why you got to talk about Tyler's wife like that?
That would get old after a while.
Yeah, a little
I would
bit.
Think.
Yeah.
Well, my brother-in-law never drank. And he's always hung around people that drink and doesn't even bother him.
Poor
so
guy.
He just knows that he'll get in a car, he'll drive people because he's totally sober, stone cold sober.
Right.
Right.
But
drunk
the rest of you are horrible.
Oh, well, you know, we take that Penn State trip with the van. Now, he knows everybody, he has a good time. But the fact is, he gets the van free. He has no share in this. We give him a ticket, the van, food is all on us.
Because
as long as you have, you need a sober driver because the rest of the van is hammered.
So he's doing the Ed where he just doesn't crack a wallet.
He doesn't. This is a thankful group of drunks, man. Yeah. We will
buy your Dr. Pepper all day.
Well, we actually know a guy that doesn't drink. Now, most people, the designated driver bit is a guy that goes out who decides not to drink. Those commercials used to run before Uber and Lyft all the time. The guy would just not drink. Who did that?
The guy who did drink, but tonight I won't.
Yeah.
Then I wouldn't go out.
No.
No, you don't want to miss out on the fun.
No,
exactly.
But you've seen those commercials.
Well, I've heard people
that actually did that. I'm thinking, who would do that?
Oh, and being the
if
sober,
you were a drinker,
being the sober one around a bunch of drunks. Oh, that's annoying as hell.
Yes, it is. Yes, especially if you know how to be if you've been drunk
if you've
before.
Been on the other side.
Right.
Oh, and when you come late to the party,
right.
And
yeah.
you're sober. Everybody's tuned up.
Yeah. Like, oh my God,
yeah,
this is
annoying.
And that's when you catch up.
You
maybe
feel like
all the good snacks.
But sometimes you can't.
Right. No, you're right.
Sometimes you show up too late, and there's no way you can catch up with all the drunks hanging around.
Uber.
Lyft. Yep, Uber.
Investigations underway after dozens of bomb threats reported yesterday at news outlets, government buildings, banks, libraries, schools, businesses all across the United States.
I wonder why. Media. Where are I going? Who was it?
They don't know. Everybody, so many places got these things. A few of them went outside and actually evacuated.
I saw Columbine High School got one.
They got one.
That's all they need.
Absolutely.
The original. One of the originals.
I don't get the libraries, though. But I suppose there's probably a lot
of people reading
books
there.
In there.
Yeah,
books.
Would you read that in some book?
Elitist, educated people.
Educated people.
Hanging around libraries.
The unknown writer demanded Bitcoin in exchange for everyone's safety.
Bitcoin?
Said that they had someone outside watching the building.
Where were you at?
How bad
night,
is your
Lindo?
Bitcoin now? Because Bitcoin just took a nosedive, man.
1 second.
Did it?
Oh, it's a bad investment right now. Actually, you put money back in, it might come back up to a dollar.
Okay.
What do you owe now?
I Started with $5, and it gave me $4.01 because there was a 99-cent transaction fee.
Yep.
It is now worth $2.29.
There you go.
Oh.
Bitcoin. I watch a documentary.
I cannot buy a burger with this.
Yep. No.
At one time, it was $15.
There you go.
Beastmaster on the line.
Beast.
What's up, buddy?
I was a designated driver for 4.5 years.
Yeah, he was. Sorry. Thank you, Bob.
Sorry,
appreciate
man.
That.
I don't think you became much of a drinker till after we schooled you.
No,
that plus it was part of my job. So
that too.
He did.
It was in the description. Take abuse, drive our drunk asses around.
He did do that. He drove my drunk ass around a lot.
Thank Solidarity,
you.
Brother.
And I always appreciate that, buddy. Appreciate that.
Have a lovely day.
Thank you.
All right, see you, man.
Yeah, we got stopped by a cop years ago being beast, and I was hammered, and the cop pulled up and recognized us. And he goes, "Hey, Tyler, how you doing?" He goes, You've been drinking. Beast, you've been drinking. He goes, "No." And I go, "I have." And I'm in the passenger seat. And the guy goes, "Hey, Tyler, how you doing?" And I was lit.
That generally doesn't help matters.
No, it doesn't.
When you're
used to it.
But I knew Beast was completely sober.
Now, did he open the door and then, like, olives came rolling out? And,
I had a motorcycle helmet on and wine up to my eyes. Yeah. In the car, it was weird.
I recall a situation where I was actually the sober driver.
Yeah,
because I was saving it for, we were going up to a bar in Canada.
Got it.
Yeah, and my buddy next to me was already drunk.
Yeah.
And you pull up to the border and they say, "Where are you guys headed?" And he's all hammered and he goes, "Canada!"
And you're like, shh.
And that was could you step out of the car? That was one of those.
They say, we're about in Canada.
Yeah, so that's the wrong answer.
Yeah, you can't.
Canada.
Yeah.
Apparently they want something more specific.
I work with a guy that got a DUI in Canada. Uh-huh. He was up there for a month for work. And
DUI in Canada.
Yeah.
What do they do, throw the book at him?
Well, he's not welcome back.
Oh, he can't go back to Canada ever?
He cannot go back
really?
To Canada.
Wow.
It's like, really? You can't go to Canada?
That is crazy.
Does he stand
job?
At the border and just cry every day?
Well, yeah, he was there for his job, and he doesn't have to go up there anymore. But,
oh, my goodness.
But, yeah,
he
can't
go.
Like
he loses his job.
Yeah, I think our drunk driving laws are tame compared to a lot of countries. Like if you get caught driving drunk in the Middle East, they kill you.
Yeah, they shoot you down. Yeah.
Well, it's... part of that is because you're
alcohol.
Not supposed to have alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's something to be said there. If you have alcohol,
yeah, you go see Allah pretty quick.
You
right?
violated. You're drunk. You obviously had alcohol.
But Middle East, they have different rules for everything. If you're a journalist, they can kill you. So.
Yeah,
sure.
I mean, that's true.
Yeah,
and we don't even care.
No,
it's not apples
with American
apples.
Kids, by the way, too.
And Dave,
that's okay. They're spending a lot of money.
Morning, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Dave?
How are you guys today?
Good, man.
Good. Hey, recovering alcoholic. Once a year, usually in June, I go with 15 other guys on a golf trip, one place around the country, and we all stay in one house. And they comp everything for me. We play 36 Thursday, 18 Friday, 36 Saturday, 18 Sunday. Then we all fly home.
You know, I've done those golf trips before, but we never had a sober guy on these trips. So you are the driver then, right?
So airfare.
I am the driver.
Yeah. Accommodations, meals.
Everything.
Really?
All the rounds of golf?
You know what? That's
all
good.
All the rounds of golf.
That's great.
They take care of everything. We have one rule. If you get so drunk that you can't talk and you slur your words, you and I are done conversating until the next day. I can deal with you up to that point.
Well, no, what's what? You kind of bleeped out there. What happens?
He said
what,
to get too. He can't understand them.
If you can't understand them.
Yes. When you get that drunk, I can't deal with you.
Yes.
I can deal with you until you are too drunk. I love, I love these guys, but they all know when they hit that point, once they hit the 40th beer of the day, I can't talk to Dave.
How long you been sober?
27 years.
Did you go on that? Oh, so you've been sober a long time. So you've known these guys since you were younger. You're all younger together, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So some of these guys are the reason that you're sober.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm a loony.
Go ahead.
I'm only 52.
Okay.
So I turned pro early and had to retire at an early age at 23.
Well, that's cool of you. That's really cool of you. So it doesn't bother you anymore. You can handle
that. Doesn't bother me one
bit. But if I'm paying for your golf the next day, you're listening to every drunken word I'm saying. Sit down, goddammit.
That's a good friend, man. Thank you. Unfortunately, most of our alcoholic friends are not recovering.
No.
No.
They're still
drinking.
They're still drinking.
Yeah. They might be recovering this morning.
Yeah, exactly. To later. Yeah.
I am
from last night.
Yes. Yes.
I am.
He is
Yeah. And if somebody came to us and said, "Listen, this trip is going to cost about $3,500 unless you drive, and then it's free." But you can't drink, and I'll say, "Well, I'll write a check for $3,500."
Oh yeah, that's a golf trip.
Yeah, but how many people would not take a drunken group up on that offer? How many people would not say, "Yes, I want to hang out with your drunk asses"?
Oh,
most people. He's a rare.
Yeah. Well, no, I think it's a different situation. He's been friends with these guys for years.
Yeah,
he's been sober a long time.
I would have to really like
that. That's still a special situation.
Sober people do go on vacation. I think we're showing our addictions here. There are people that actually can have fun sober. I don't know them. You don't know them.
But they hang out with each other.
No, they hang out with people that are still friends that drink.
No.
That's a golf trip, man. You're golfing outside the whole time. The guy doesn't drink. I think the guy's a good dude, you know?
Oh, he's great. Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah.
He's a rare breed.
Yes.
But like you said, he's probably known these guys for a long time.
He said. His whole life, yeah.
So he can put up with their drunk ass.
Right. Except if they can't understand them.
Yes.
And I think that is a great line. Yeah, once I can't understand you.
You're done.
You can't talk to me.
Yeah, don't talk to me.
I like that.
Yeah, I do too.
You.
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't understand that. Right. I can't understand you. Metallica is donating $1 million in grants to 10 community colleges across the United States of America.
Good for them.
The donation through the band's All Within Our Hands Foundation will give $100,000 to each college. The money will help support over 1,000 students looking to enter a traditional trade or other applied program. The band says that students who will benefit from the grants will become the first Metallica scholars.
That's
what it's called, the scholarship.
Metallica.
One of the schools that is getting to take advantage of this
is in
Wichita. The Wichita State University Campus of Applied Sciences and Technology.
All right. Ooh, shockers.
All right.
So that's cool.
Got to wear Metallica shirts to class every day. Yeah. That'd be kind of cool.
Aww.
I'm a Metallica scholar.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Cool.
Applied sciences.
And technology?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
That's what it says. Yeah, that's what it says. Absolutely.
It's got to be both. You can't pick one or the other.
Well, if you're studying, you should probably pick one or the other.
It's probably not a bad idea to learn both, though.
You're coming from us. Get one of those jobs that you got to work.
Yeah. Learn something.
Do something. I got no skills.
Yeah. Netflix is out with the list of the most binged shows of 2018.
Okay.
What is the definition
Ozarks.
Of binge?
Ozarks.
Ozarks got to be weird.
How many minutes were spent per average viewing session?
Okay.
2 hours.
I thought it was more than four drinks at once.
So it's about the same rule as binge drinking?
Yeah.
Six. If you watch six shows, you're binging.
I don't watch six.
Yeah, but if those are half hour shows.
The half hours.
Some of those aren't even full half hours. They're 25, 26
minutes, yeah.
So if you watch six episodes of that, you're not even there for 3 hours.
Yeah,
that's a long movie.
This should be based in amount of time that you've invested in watching.
Yeah. Not number of episodes.
Yeah, because that commits
how many minutes by some people would be time.
Yeah.
Just tell us.
Yeah.
So that's what we're talking about here is how many minutes.
Hey, Craig, sometimes we don't listen to you.
If the little message comes up, are you still watching?
Yeah.
Maybe you're binging.
Right.
Yeah.
And you people are on the Netflix a lot more than I am.
Yeah, I'm not on it.
Not as much as I should be.
Yeah, I don't.
I shouldn't say that.
Football's on.
I look through too much.
Yeah. Yeah, you try to find something.
I never stop.
Yeah.
I never stop.
Yeah. Maybe if you watched a little more Netflix, you wouldn't be such a dick and point out time and amount of hours. You know, splitting hairs like that.
We're nothing compared to other people. No. We're nothing compared to other people.
Coming in at number one on the most binged shows of 2018, depending on how many minutes were spent per average viewing session.
Time.
Crown.
On My Block.
I don't know that one.
What is it?
I don't know.
I don't know that one.
Show about four friends and their life in high school.
Okay. Yeah.
In the inner city.
A lot of younger people love Netflix. That's probably the reason.
Making a Murderer Part 2.
Never saw that.
The second season of 13 Reasons Why.
That's a kid thing. My daughter watched that.
Yeah, this is all younger demo stuff.
Yeah. And then
not for that documentary.
No, not Making a Murderer.
Making a Murderer. Yeah.
That's an old person show.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then it goes The Haunting of Hill House, Fastest Car, Bodyguard, and Orange is the New Black Season 6.
Haunting of Hill House, they say, is really scary. That's why I don't watch it, because it's scary. It's really scary, they say. You'll see people on Facebook go, I can't believe I'm up in the middle of the night still worried about Haunted House. And shut up. Don't watch it, you dumbass.
Well, don't do it then.
Yeah. I know, exactly.
Just stop.
Yeah, I can't. No.
I might have to watch that.
I heard it's like the scariest show.
Yeah, it came out around Halloween.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's your genre.
I got to
put
that in my queue when I get home. My queue.
It might make you think too much.
Yeah. Which would be any.
Watch Get Out, man. I'm telling you, man.
Next, I know I need to watch
Watch
that.
Get Out.
That's a good one.
All young black men should watch Get Out.
It's got a plot. It's got a plot.
It's a great movie. I don't know. It's got a plot.
It's got a great plot.
Yeah, I hear that's a good movie.
And it's scary for young black men. That's all I'll tell you. The rest of us just laugh at it.
Oh, God.
You got to see the movie.
I'm going to watch it with my in-laws.
That joke's pretty harsh. If you watch the movie.
Put it on after Christmas with your in-laws.
That's harsh without seeing the movie.
Oh, you got to see the movie.
I'm going to watch it with my in-laws after Christmas, like pizza.
That would be, she did. Oh, that's perfect. Especially in that little town they live in. Yeah.
Then we go
watch it down there.
Then we go watch Django Unchained after that. We'll watch both of those back to back.
No, put on Mandingo and say, that's me and that's your daughter.
All right. Is that your go-to one now instead of Amistad?
Django Unchained.
He switched from Amistad to Django
Unchained. Django.
Django.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.